The Second Letter to Timothy, Chapter 3. Be quite sure that there will be difficult times in the last days. People will become selfish, lovers of money, boastful, conceited, gossips, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. They will be unable to love and to forgive. They will be slanderers, without self-control, cruel, enemies of good, traitors, shameless, full of pride, more in love with pleasure than with God. They will keep the appearance of piety while rejecting its demands. Keep away from such people. Of the same kind are those who enter houses and captivate weak women, full of sins, swayed by all kinds of passion, who are always learning but never grasping knowledge of the truth. These people of corrupt mind and false faith oppose the truth, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses. Yet they may not go very far, for their folly will be clear to all, as in the case of those two. You, instead, have followed my teaching, my way of life, my projects, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, and sufferings. You know what happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. How many trials I had to bear, yet the Lord rescued me from them all. All who want to serve God in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil persons and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. As for you, continue with what you have learned and what has been entrusted to you, knowing from whom you received it. Besides, you have known the scriptures from childhood. They will give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, refuting error, for correcting and training in Christian life. Through scripture, the man of God is made expert and thoroughly equipped for every good work.